Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Band as they come to Jiffy Lube live in summer of 2022 in late August. So keep listening for your chance to win.
Yeah.
The headline that I teased before going into the break: talks to bring new Washington football team stadium to Virginia. Quote, very serious, according to Fox5DC.com.
What's the timeline on this?
There's no real timeline. I guess the on-again, off-again talk is back now that Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin is urging lawmakers to push for a new stadium in the Commonwealth. This kind of made me laugh, this next line. The governor told the General Assembly Monday he wants Virginia's old baseball stadium authority, which was created in 1992, to focus on building a football stadium. So my question is, what have these codgers been doing that have been like just been languishing trying to build a baseball stadium in Northern Virginia? Well, that ship has sailed.
We have the Potomac team, right? We've done appearances there.
Oh, okay. I mean, are we really talking about minor league stadiums?
Maybe. What else are they doing?
Maybe that falls under that umbrella, but I guess now they have...
I'm guessing they haven't been active, Cakes. I'm guessing it's a defunct group.
Right. So State Senator Jeremy McPike spoke with them, and here's one of his quotes. There are some locations under consideration. Can't talk about specific sites, but certainly the existing station contract in Maryland is up in the next 4 years. And so they have got to start to make plans now. The construction of a stadium takes years and years and years, which makes sense. I mean, the lease is up in 2027. The clock is ticking. Like, within the next, I would think, year to year and a half, and I think year and a half is the upper end.
Not size to drive to the Commonwealth, Cakes. But
look, as
I can see it happening. I think that Snyder and everybody wants him to be in D.C., but it's not like there are a ton of locations, and it seems like the D.C. government hasn't been playing ball with the Washington football team, and now you have a new governor in Virginia. That would be a feather in his cap if he can make it happen. I'm just going to assume it's going to be out there in Loudoun, like Leesburg, Ashburn. I don't know how much land is left out there, but I'm sure they'd be able to find a spot.
Yeah, there's so much. I tell you what, there's got to be land because they just continue to build data centers in Ashburn. There's got to be 100 data centers in Ashburn, and they just keep building them.
I heard a stat that, like, I think like 80% or more of internet traffic in the world runs through Northern Virginia because all of the data centers.
Yeah, and they're just getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
I mean, it's absurd.
So they don't even have Jason's golf pool data yet.
Yeah,
he's still in an old school spiral notebook.
No, they're building one right now just for the golf pool.
He's keeping that data to himself.
Yeah.
But you know what?
Right off 28.
As a lifelong Maryland resident, please build the stadium in Virginia. You could build it all the way down on the Virginia, North Carolina border, as far as I'm concerned. You could build the stadium in Emporia, Virginia. Like 20 miles away from North Carolina. But here's the thing. Do you really want to just line up and just enrich Dan Snyder further by giving him all the infrastructure that you're going to give him? You're giving him all the tax breaks for building his stadium wherever it winds up? it's already been done here in the state of Maryland. And I know it wasn't Snyder's thing. It was Jack Kent Cook's thing. But Virginia, you can have the stadium. Or D.C., you can have the stadium. Because outside of 8 home games and a few preseason games and maybe a Kenny Chesney concert here and there, it just doesn't.
I mean, JP says he's not sized to go to the Commonwealth. He's not going to go to any games. It doesn't matter if they're in Maryland or Virginia.
That's because I work on every Sunday. But back when I didn't work, I'd go to a game.
Man, once every 5 years.
Okay.
Drabby, what are they talking about? Of course I don't. I'll never go to a game again. And I certainly don't want it in Virginia.
But I think it's trifling, really, if you have the Washington Wizards, the Washington Capitals,
and the Nats all in D.C.
The Washington Nationals, D.C. United, all of them have stadiums here and are in town. And then they're going to be out in freaking Leesburg or Middleburg or who the hell knows where.
Snyder
just wants everyone else to pay for it. So, Drabby, if they're doing this, let's just say they put it in Virginia.
Okay.
Are they going to tax the residents or is the money coming from somewhere else?
It just depends. I mean, last few years, a lot of the... They're kind of moving away from that about taxing residents like that.
Because I don't want to be taxed to build a stadium that I hate the team.
Well, I know, but that's part of the deal. You can't compare a massive football stadium to some little rinky-dink hockey state arena.
No, I know.
I'm sure it's rinky-dink.
Well,
I mean,
it's on a corner. It's on a one block intersection in the middle of D.C.
No, you're right.
The parking's all underground.
Much bigger, much more expensive.
I mean, come on.
I get it. I mean, what is Jerry's world? What is that worth? What was that, $3 billion or something to build? What was it? Something crazy.
Probably that neighborhood, yeah.
If the Bears can move 40 miles north of the city or wherever they're going in Chicago, then they can build a stadium in Virginia where the majority of their season ticket holders
are. Same thing with San Francisco. Isn't their stadium basically in Santa Cruz?
It's an hour south.
Yeah, it's not right. It's not in the city.
That's the trend because there's no space in these massive cities anymore.
I know. I can understand why he wants to get out of the city. I just don't want it to be in Virginia. There's already enough construction in Loudoun County right now. Believe me, it's nuts.
Jason.
Especially with all of the data centers going up. And they're not going anywhere, by the way. They're still building more of them.
That's why you should want the stadium. It's used 10 times a year or 15 tops with those concerts.
Well,
otherwise, you're going to have more condos, more housing, more people, everyday traffic out there.
Data centers.
Build big stadiums. Loudoun County.
You want the landscape littered with big 60,000 seat stadiums.
I love data centers.
Well, they're everywhere.
Let's go to the phone. Steve.
And I do like the fact that there's all these data centers because it takes up land where they would be building homes and townhomes and more people would be moving into the county. But, man, building a stadium, that would be a disaster. First of all, it's going to take forever.
Hope you're ready for it because I think it's coming to Virginia.
Well, Virginia's a big state. I mean, it could be anywhere. It could be in Fairfax.
So you're just upset because you don't want to deal with traffic.
And he's worried about getting taxed.
I don't want the hustle and bustle. If Drabby's right, I won't have to worry about the tax. I don't want the hustle bustle of all of the construction that will be right there in Loudoun County. We already got enough of that.
By the way, I'll still bet on D.C. landing the stadium. That's been the number one target. They'll work it out.
You know
how things get done. Things always get done on a deadline. Did you ever work on a paper 2 weeks before it was due?
Well, you know what?
Many times.
The deadline is
you did, but you're in the minority.
The deadline is coming.
Right.
I mean, the lease is up at FedEx in 2027. And last time I checked, it takes multiple years to build the stadium. They haven't landed on a site yet.
Maybe they can do a month to month after the lease is done.
Yeah, I'm sure. Well, I'm sure they could, and they might.
By the way, it is open on Thursday, presented by Window Nation. Searching for new windows and doors? Search windownation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time. And installed by experts last, Window Nation for your home, because it's where you live. Let's go to Alan on line two. Alan, you're on with the Junkies. What do you think?
Hey, what's your thoughts about what they're going to do with the new stadium? Where is it going to be held?
That's what we're talking about.
We have no idea.
What
a
donkey. Worst call of the week. By far the worst call of the week.
I'm betting on D.C. Cakes?
I would not bet on D.C.
D.C. Always bet against Cakes.
I think D.C.'s at the bottom of the list because I just don't think the one site that makes sense is the RFK site. I don't think they're going to be able to get that. So I don't think D.C. is where it's going to land. I think the rankings are Virginia 1, Maryland, 2. D.C., a distant third.
Now, I remember talking to a buddy about a year ago, and he had some connection, some big law firm in D.C., and he mm-hmm. said that they were negotiating the RFK site. This was about a year, year and a half ago. I don't know what happened with that.
I swear you also told me, I think you told all of us in the studio one time, like, they already got builders there. They're getting the permits. They got
right.
plumbers.
That's the same guy who told me that. right. And I thought it was a done deal.
This is
that kind of just went away, but maybe you're right. Maybe it does stay there.
This is what we don't understand, and Rick Snyder could probably explain it a lot better to us, is the political ramifications of each state. Because I remember he was talking about doing land swaps, swap shops,
right.
everything.
Federal land swaps.
Yeah. Those are the things that are over my head.
And right, he said a site out in Maryland near MGM National Harbor.
Right across the swap. Street.
Yeah.
yeah. Yeah. They're doing land tradio.
yes, they are.
Jason, also, Virginia is the most populous state without a professional sports franchise. That needs a change. So
yeah, that is true.
We need
Drab's going to start a committee.
Won't they have some Richmond teams?
I don't necessarily care about that, but I know a lot of people do.
Hey, good thing they have that baseball stadium authority in Virginia.
If I was a huge Washington fan and I wanted to go to games every week, I mean, obviously I don't want to drive around the Beltway all the way to PG County. Of course, I hate that. So I could see why a lot of fans would want to stick that thing right in Ashburn and just go drive 10 miles. But I don't know. I don't care. I'm not a fan of the team.
By the way, if they...
You sleep on the Richmond Flying Squirrels draft.
Definitely sleep on them.
I don't even know what that is, but
it's a minor league baseball team. if they leave the state of Maryland, then the Washington football team is basically ceding any Maryland fans that they have remaining to the Baltimore Ravens, especially if they move way deep into Virginia. Now, you might have a few stragglers to stick with them, but I would guess a lot of those fans who are on the fence might just say... I'm gonna root for the Ravens.
Sayonara.
I'm gonna defect to the team in Baltimore.
Yep.
And join
Team
should.
Valdez.
Well, and I don't think that they could get too far away.
They already are.
I don't right? think they could get too far away from the city and from Maryland. It's not like they could go to Prince William County. I don't think they'd go that far.
Well, you should reward. Well, they're definitely talking about Prince William
yeah,
County.
Prince yeah, Prince William's in the running.
I know. I've heard
that's
that.
Where Gainesville is.
I just don't. I think it's just too far out, but. You've made other examples of stadiums that are an hour outside of the city. I guess
I mean,
it could happen.
The Virginia people still support
the team. You
know what?
Put it in Prince William. I'm never in Prince William.
yeah, put it there.
Let's go to Paul.
Unless
Southern
I'm in
Maryland.
RTJ playing in their club. That is Gainesville.
Paul, what's up? You're on with the Junkies.
You're trying to putt in
hey
here.
Guys,
big
thanks
roar.
For taking my call.
what's up?
No, it doesn't concern me one way or the other if they move out to Virginia. I would like to see, I'm not sure where, you know, the thing stands or what have you, but, I'd like to see it end up at National Harbor. I believe that's the only chance that this area would, have at seeing a Super Bowl come through here.
Yeah. Why can't they put it right there, right along the river?
It's got to go across the street and it's federal land. That's the whole deal.
Just knock down that big ass Ferris wheel. Stick it right there. I know there's not enough room there.
Would the new stadium be, an open air stadium? Would it be a dome? What are they talking about there?
Well, there's been no details really, but I mean, you would assume it would have ability to open the roof.
Yeah, retractable roof.
Right. I mean, like in Dallas, and
isn't there a Top Golf out in National Harbor now?
I believe there is.
I thought they were starting to build
need
one.
Need a lot of land for Top Golf.
Yeah, but it's historic land. I'm pretty sure. Yeah. The National Harbor, it's a farm. It's a historic farm or something that you may not have the rights to build on.
Cakes, you know what goes well with the Ferris wheel and the Washington football team?
Corn dogs?
No, I was going to say the quarterback carousel.
Oh, yes. Well, Washington football team is clearly on that. We know that.
By the way, SoFi, you know what SoFi costs?
$5 to $6 billion.
$5.5 billion.
It's crazy.
That's unbelievable. So I'm guessing whatever stadium they build, wherever it is, it's going to be in the 3 to 5 range.
You would think. All right, when we come back, we'll give you a chance to win a pair of Zac Brown Band tickets. You can call in now, 800-636-1067, and get lined up for that. PVI Office Furniture has got the largest showroom of both new and used furniture in the state of Maryland, so you're bound to find exactly what you're looking for. Desks, chairs, systems, you name it, they've got it in stock. Order today and get your furniture as early as next week. Absolutely no delays, whether you're working from home, like your pal Cakes, or furnishing an office space, PVI's knowledgeable staff is there to help you every step of the way. Don't wait. Get out to Frederick today or visit PVIPVI.com. Fast, excellent, affordable. Business grows with PVI.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.